visualization. I highly recommend architecture school to anybody.
Well, I want to know that.
Angela in the house asks, why was the Radiohead song that plays over the credits included in the soundtrack?
But I think that Radiohead felt since they had already released that song in a different way. I think they gave it as a free download. And so they didn't think it was appropriate to now sell it. I think it was something like that. But we loved Radiohead so much, and Stephanie Muffin too. I love that song so much, but I really wanted it in the movie, even if it wasn't on the soundtrack.
Okay. Twilight Fan 2011 asks, was music really influential for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the great thing about Stephanie, as you guys know, like, she wrote these, you know, books to music, and that, and there is like a whole rhythm, you know, to the books, and there is also, we try to like feel that rhythm to the movie. And even as we were before, even when we started rehearsing scenes, we would play songs, we'd play music, we would play it in the editing room from the very first moment, sometimes right on the set. So it was kind of like an integral part the whole time. Where am I supposed to be looking anyway?
Kelsey and Rachel ask, do you know any good film schools? I heard UT has a great school.
Yeah, well, I just came back from Austin. We did a premiere there, and I think UT is a very cool school. I went to UCLA, which I love that school. Patrick Smith, famous from the Earthquake video, he went to NYU. So USC is supposed to be good if you got the bucks. So I think there's a lot of cool schools, and it's really what you do at the school. Like, if you've got the equipment, you've got the enthusiasm, you know, you can make it good.
Streamer, it's a generic name, Ash, did you have the book on hand during shooting?
We did. Maybe I shouldn't be eating the celebratory cupcake at this time. Okay. You guys, say goodbye to the cupcake. Yes. We have the book. My book has so many notes in it. It has so many post-its and so many like dog-eared pages. And we had it there, you know, because at any moment you got to refer to it.
Let's see here. Barbara FL asked, how close was your relationship with Stephanie Meyer while filming this movie?
Stephanie is super awesome, as you guys know. And she was like really encouraging the whole time. Like, I met her at the first book signing, the book signing of Eclipse. And she was so positive and excited about the project. And then she gave Melissa Rosenberg, screenwriter, and I her emails and phones. And, you know, we'd always call her when we had questions. So she read the first draft of the script, and she had a lot of cool notes. Like, what about this? And wouldn't Della say this? Which we tried to incorporate everyone. And then she came out a bunch of times during filming. In fact, to her email, and she was very supportive and positive. And then she saw the movie when we finished it, and she had some more notes. You guys might have heard that she thought the kiss was a bit too steamy, so we had to go with a little bit more of the close-ups and the kiss.
You had a female author, screenplay writer, and director working on the film. How do you feel that affected the film?
You know, I've heard that a lot of male directors are thinking of getting sex changes after this weekend, and I encourage that. I think it was pretty cool, you know, because there was definitely, we had some girl power going on this one. But we had a lot of guys, too. You know, we kept them in line.
Michelle Bay asked, there were lots of scenes where the tension between Bella and Edward is shown, where they were just almost staring at each other. Were those scenes hard to get right?
Yeah, in a way, because maybe it is easier for an actor if you actually are told, go over there and break that table, or go do this or that, an action. But to just be so connected and feeling so much in the moment, you really have to be there. You have to have laser focus and feelings, you know, access to your feelings.
Crystal, TXT, Ash, you work in a male-dominated field. Were there any obstacles you had to overcome to compete in the business? And do you have any advice for women currently in the industry?
Yeah, it is a male-dominated field, and there are obstacles, even if people want to admit it or not. They think that, oh, well, Catherine, can you direct special effects or stunts? You know, I'm like, dude, I've done stunts on a movie, and I started work in a special effects company. But just because I'm female, you think I can't do it. I'll go head-to-head with anybody. But here's the thing. You need to do your homework. You need to be better than everybody else. You need to know more. So that's why I would advise, like, a massive amount of research. Really know your stuff if you want to do it. If you want to be a costume designer, then know how to cut, you know, and measure people and sew. Do every detail. Understand the history of fabrics. Know what every single kind of cool costume, you know, from the 13th century, China, whatever. Really be more knowledgeable than everybody else. And you will impress people. And work hard.
Let's see here. Twilight Fan 2011 wants to go. Do you go on any of the fan sites?
Oh, yeah, I do. And Fan 2011, how'd you get that name, by the way? Are you a fan bot or are you human? That's my question for you.
Maria Quesadilla asks, why did Edward lose control of his emotions in the movie by yelling at Bella? Is that how Rob Pattinson interpreted it?
What scene are you talking about? Yelling at Bella.
She did not specify. Until they do, let's...
Let's wait. Let's come back to that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Because I didn't see him yelling at her. I felt him being stressed and emotional, you know.
Okay. Let's see here. Kelsey and Rachel want you to know, what's your favorite song in the movie?
Well, the first thing that popped in my head, I really do love the Radiohead song, but I like all the songs. I mean, we kind of worked hard to get the right song in the right place. I mean, I love the Muse song. I mean, and the baseball, and that's just killer. I love Earning More in the Prom. That was Kristen's suggestion. And I'm, like, completely crazy about Rob's two songs. And I watched him perform them in the studio, and... You know, it was really kind of a magical experience. I especially love the one when, James has bitten Bella and Rob is trying to suck the venom out of her, the song of Robert's, Let Me Sign.
Katie Rose asks, regardless of actor or actress, who's your favorite character?
Oh, that's a good one, Katie Rose. Are you trying to trick me? Let's see. Well, it's got to be Bella or Edward. I mean, those two just really did it. I mean, they're really one in a way. I have to say, it's a tie.
Another generic user asked, how many camera angles did you have during the shooting of the ballet studio scene?
Wow. That would be a good exercise to count because there's probably, 150 cuts in that, and maybe more, and so I would actually have to count them. But sometimes we would actually, on a stunt or in certain set, a lot of things you would have two cameras going at the same time. Sometimes you would have 3, 4, and 5 cameras on a stunt, because if one of those guys is going to work that hard and smash himself into the boards, you've got to be sure you got it in the first take.
Let's see here. Michelle Bay wants to know, where did the idea for Stephanie's cameo come from?
Well, did you guys see my other movie, Lords of Dogtown? All of the people that were in that movie kind of have cameos, all the real characters in the movie. And so I always wanted her to have a cameo, because she's the queen.
By the way, Twilight Fan 2011 got their name because they graduate in 2011.
Oh, cool. So you are human, not a robot. That's a little disappointing, but we still love you.
Minnie TA wants to know, what made you visit the line at the red carpet premiere when they were camped out? And how was that experience for you? Was it planned?
Oh, no. I went to see that movie, that really cool movie with Anne Hathaway called Rachel Got Married. And on the way home, I'm like, let's just drive by and see if anybody's actually sleeping out tonight. And then I'm like, you know, kind of like hiding, and people started to like recognize me. I'm like, oh no. And so then I'm like, we have to go back. And I got Jeff Feller, you know, who shot all the behind the scenes video. He stays at my house when he comes to LA, and we got the camera, and I'm filming as I go down the line. And then people recognize me again. So it's like, okay, I got to get out and say hi to everybody. And then once you start saying hi and signing an autograph, you kind of got to do everybody.
Did she plan to go to the red carpet,
like,
camp out?
Awesome to be there. So that was
kind
of fun. I was
there
a couple hours. And it was a blast. I mean, I jumped down with the sleeping bags and took pictures and signed, like, laptops and stuff. It was cool. Pillowcases.
Okay, so Medea Quesadilla has said that the scene she was referring to with Edward yelling at Bella was when he was yelling at her in the meadow.
Oh, like when he said, say it out loud.
No.
I feel like that wasn't yelling, like I said, to me.
That wasn't.
That was,
and he put
you know,
on there, no.
A really emotional moment for him because he,
you might direct, that's
was,
dumb,
like,
duh.
His life
that's
was just like right on the edge, like a knife edge, you know. Does she really know what I am? If she does, say it. I want to hear it. And then how is she going to react? I mean, it
was
like
the
most emotional moment in the movie in some ways. So,
come on, Quesadilla,
you know,
girl.
The fact that there's a lot of emotion in his voice, I thought he did a great job there.
Where were you when Stephanie saw the film for the first time? This is from Alfie. And were you nervous for her to see it?
Yes, I was very nervous, and I
thought Jasper looked like he had the cramps.
I was sitting in front of her so that she wouldn't think that I was watching her, like, every reaction. And then, you know, I tried to give her some space, but she really actually liked it a lot from the very first moment. And, you know, she's such a fun, cool person that you kind of feel comfortable right away. But I was really nervous.
Let's see here.
Yeah, because I want her to like it. I mean, it's her baby, you know. We totally want her to be proud of it and love it.
Twilight News UK wants to know, was it motivating or depressing for you to know how hard it would be to please the fans of the book?
Well, you know, since I love the book and I was a fan of the book, I wanted to make the best movie that I could figure out how to make. And I think when all the elements started coming together, like when we got Rob and Kristen, even though people didn't know them that well, what I was experiencing in the rehearsals, I could feel that they were, like, you know, strong and passionate and emotional. And so I thought that people would, you know, like them. I mean, I know that people always would have a thousand ways they would have changed things and love, hate, this and that, but, you know, I thought that they would feel the connection between those two.
Because I'm like 15 years old.
What do you guys think about that?
Kelsey and Rachel would like to know, we'd love to address at the premiere. Did it take you a while to find it?
Well, thank you. It was actually Pants. And a friend who's kind of like one of the stylists, Hilaria, she found it for me. And I thought it was pretty cool. Thank you.
A generic news streamer wants to know, what went through your head as you saw the Twilight phenomenon escalate? Why do you think it's so popular?
Well, you know, when we started the project, we knew that there were all these, like, really cool, passionate fans out there. But I think it was quite a bit smaller 2 years ago. And then as you see more people get excited, because you guys got excited, that gets the next person excited. I mean, that's just cool, you know. You just love it. I mean, most of the time, if you're, like, an independent filmmaker, you're making movies that you hope will find an audience. And even some people this year made some beautiful movies, but they couldn't get that many people to go see them. So it's very exciting that, you know, the Twilight fan base, like, fully motivated and actually got the whole world excited about it.
Louisa Hanson wants to know, in the behind-the-scenes photo shoot with Teen Magazine, Rob Pattinson mentioned that Edward was originally going to have long hair in the movie and that he was going to wear extensions. Why was long hair considered? Was this part of the old Twilight script?
No, it wasn't. Did you guys see, you know, the movie I did, like, two movies ago? It was called Lords of Dogtown. And yes, I like guys with long hair. I gotta admit it, okay? And so we did some drawings with Rob's face, with kind of like long, thick, tousled hair, and, you know, I looked quite sexy and it looked quite timeless, like you couldn't tell if it was, you know, 100 years ago or now. But Rob really did not like it. So when we put these pensions on him, he was just like, super sad face, like I am talking.
Yeah, he is the one
to kill me. So I'm like, okay,
I'm happy with my mom.
I don't want you to be bummed out. You know, yes, the guy would look really good with like gorgeous long hair. He would look good with no hair, probably, right?
Shelly H2 wants to know, in developing the script adaptation, how much did you get involved in the actual writing? Did you and Melissa talk and come up with a plan, or did she just hand it over to you and you play with it from there?
No. The first one is true, because what happened is, even when she wrote an outline, she and I would talk about scenes in the outline before she even started. And then at the same time, I was just completely trying to think, how would I direct this thing? How would I bring it to life and make it, you know, bigger than it is in a way, make it more cinematic and more visual? So I got to go up to Forks and scout a whole bunch of locations. I went to a diner, the diner in Forks, and I met like the waitress and all these people there.